U.S. intelligence officials say they are analyzing an audio tape in which an al-Qaeda spokesman claims that Osama bin Laden is alive and is planning additional attacks. The tape was broadcast yesterday on the Arab-language Al Jazeera television network. Bin Laden himself is not heard on the tape, but as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, U.S. officials say the recording is another sign that bin Laden remains a threat.
The voice on the audio recording is said to be that of Suleiman Abu Ghaith, who has spoken for bin Laden in the past and been seen in videotapes sitting next to him. The quality is poor, but the message is chilling. Al-Qaeda is intact, planning new attacks on American and Jewish targets, still under the leadership of Osama bin Laden. I want to assure Muslims that Sheikh Osama bin Laden is in good and prosperous health, the spokesman says. The spokesman alleges that bin Laden's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is likewise safe and well. The audio broadcast is being analyzed by intelligence experts to determine whether the voice matches an authenticated recording of Suleiman Abu Ghaith. We haven't confirmed it yet, but it probably is, says an intelligence official. In any case, the official says, intelligence experts had already concluded that bin Laden is, more than likely, still alive. This has to be a disappointment for the Bush administration, which has put a high priority on catching bin Laden, and it's providing fuel to administration critics. Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, speaking yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, said U.S. forces made a mistake by not going after bin Laden themselves last December when he was holed up in the Tora Bora mountain range of eastern Afghanistan.
We turned to Afghans, who a week earlier had been fighting for the other side, and said, hey, you guys go up there in the mountains and go after the world's number one terrorist and criminal who just killed 3,000-plus Americans. I think that was an enormous mistake.
Administration officials, meanwhile, say bin Laden has simply proved too hard to follow. There was a time a few years ago when U.S. intelligence agencies were monitoring his phone calls, but in the last few years, a U.S. official says, bin Laden has demonstrated, quote, pretty good operational security. He's generally staying off the air, the official says. The Bush administration says unauthorized press leaks about U.S. intercepts of his conversations are largely to blame for bin Laden's silence. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.